the name, because I wasn't sure we gave it. And the official name for this series of messages is the Early Bird Special. So this is Early Bird Special Part 2. Okay? Early Bird Special, Psalm 57. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me in the midst of where they have fallen themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Amen. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake. How? Early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations, for thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. It's the early bird special, things to do early. And last week we looked at you should approach God early. You start your day with him. You start any issues with him. You come to him first. You don't wait. And we talked about you come to him early with your prayer. You don't wait till the end of the day. You come to him early with your Bible reading. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. As we were looking at that, we saw examples from Jesus and how the people came to him early, how he came early to the temple after he had spent time in prayer. We went over different things with that. And tonight, I'm going to go quickly, hopefully. My wife looked at me and she says, you got a short one tonight, honey? She's not quite as spiritual as I am tonight. I don't know how. Okay. And that is, we were looking at, and it didn't finish the point, is the ideal of you got to come to him early when you're tempted. Early when you're tempted, okay? Go to Psalm 46. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her in that what? Right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able, but will, with the temptation, make a way of escape that ye be able to bear it. You come to him early in the temptation. The more you dwell on the temptation, the greater chance you have for that temptation to turn into sin. Right. Temptation is not sin. And it's common to all men, all women, all boys, and all girls. But when you dwell on the temptation, you dwell on that which is starting to pull you away from what God would have you to do, you must turn to him early. Put your mind, your heart, your soul on him. On what he's done for you. What he's doing for you. His love that secures you and keeps you for all eternity if you're saved. Okay, you seek him early for help. Turn to Psalm 90. Psalm 90. And in verse 14, it says, oh, satisfy us early with thy what? When do you need mercy? Okay. So we want him to satisfy us early with his with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad in all our days. See, for we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come how? Boldly under the throne of grace. This is Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, I believe, or 14 through 16. Let us come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. When your children mess up, you know what they want from you? Mercy. That's their point. You know how this works when they finally, because, you know, they don't understand it's sin until they get caught many times. And you have to teach them that. Guess what? If you don't get caught by your parents, kids, young people, it's still sin. For everything is naked and open to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Hebrews 4:13. So you know what it comes down to is sometimes we don't think it's sin until we get caught. I'm going to hit that point a little later on, okay? And I want you to understand something with that. You have to be willing with the temptation to come early to God, so it's not something that you have to deal with and the cost of it in your life. Sin always costs. Temptation doesn't always cost. A matter of fact, when you go to God early in the temptation and you endure the temptation, you receive a reward for the one who loves you. There's a crown for enduring temptation. Amen? Recognize it, go before him. You know what I want? When I get to the judgment seat of Christ, because all believers will face that, you know what you want? You want to be able to throw crowns at the Savior's feet. You don't want wood, hay, and stubble. You want gold, silver, precious gems. I can remember Sam Gibb preaching a message on, for thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. And he's talking about the 24 elders standing before the throne of God, and their job is to throw crowns at his feet. So I think when Judge Christ, we give them to him, and those guys, their job is to bow down and throw crowns at Jesus. And he's got a sense of humor that's even is weird or weirder than mine. And he said it's almost like one of those basketball racks that just keeps filling up. They throw them, and there's another one there, and they throw them, and they throw them, because God deserves glory for all eternity. And when you can, the crown is not for you to wear around heaven and say, I'm better than you. That's not going to happen. Humble yourselves before the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. It's about his glory. Okay? It's not going to be a contest in heaven for you standing certain places and not standing certain places. Because you're either accepted in the beloved or you are not in the beloved. If Jesus is your Savior, you're accepted. Okay? You get a reward. It's to give him glory. Okay? So you need to realize, seek him early and you'll find his mercy. It's one of those situations, you seek him early, there's going to be less trouble with the temptation. It won't wear you down as much. Okay, it's like, I told my wife, there's things she'd like to have when the kids come over, the grandchildren. We like to give them sweets. I know Sammy and Derek take advantage of Jaju and Meme greatly. It's like that is a free soda and ice cream sandwich or whatever it is. It's a free dispensary. Okay? So Judy wants to have some of that stuff, but there's a problem. Me. All right? So the best way for me to deal with that temptation is not to have it around me. She's very disciplined. If there's ice cream that we bought that she could eat, the low-carb, no-sugar stuff, it's really probably nasty tasting, but that's all she can have. Okay? And she'll have a little bit of it, and the next thing you know, there's nothing else, and it's calling my name. And that's not good stuff, but you know, it's also, it'll sit there if she doesn't eat it until it turns all ice crystals and really yucky, so I end up throwing it out. And then she'll say, don't eat that, that's not for you. And I said, but we're going to have to throw it out. Okay? She wants to, we can't keep cookies. All right? Don't buy them. Make them, give them away. All right? So that's just the way it is. That's the way, that the best way I've learned for my temptation. Lord, please, help me to resist that. And I know you endure temptation. The crown of life for those who endure temptation. And tribulation worketh patience, patience, experience, hope. But there's no hope with me with sugar. So my answer to that temptation is seek God early. Please don't have it there. Okay? That's just the way that is. She has extreme self-control. I have extreme calling upon the mercy of God. So if you seek him early, there's less trouble with the temptation. There's also, if you seek him early, there's less trouble with sin. And less trouble with having proper forgiveness in your life. You with me? Okay. Numbers chapter, let me see. First, I want to go to Psalm 78. We'll do that first. Psalm 78. Israel tempted God in the wilderness. They just weren't seeming to be happy. Okay? They struggled. They weren't happy. They wanted more from God. They didn't think they were getting what they needed or what they wanted. Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings, which we have heard and known and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, for he hath commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. You should always rehearse your blessings before your children. Don't rehearse your sin before them. Don't justify it. That the generation to come may know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Now jump to verse 15, same psalm. Because they were crying, they didn't have enough. They're too thirsty. They don't have enough to eat. We're tired of this. How can we get to eat this manna? What is this stuff? We want flesh to eat. Now everything going on, this is what's taking place. And it says, he clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as of out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused the waters to run down like rivers, and they sin yet more against him, provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. He gave them perfect food, angel's food, right? That's what manna was. It would sustain them, just like this. Okay, for the kids who've watched Lord of the Rings, it's like that crazy bread that the hobbits ate as they were trying to go to the mountain of doom or whatever the dumb thing was. It sustained them, and they had It was taken from the elves, okay? Lemmas bread or something, I can't remember the name. But God gave them angel food. But they got tired of it. And they wanted flesh to eat. So you know what they do? When you don't think you're getting what you want, and of course kids say and teenagers say, I need, okay? And if you don't grow up like me, sometimes you say, I need, all right, when you really don't need. They said they needed something else. And they were murmuring. You know, when you spend time right with the Lord, you start appreciating more what you have in Him and what He's done for you. And it'll help deal with the murmuring because you seek Him right early. You seek Him early in your temptation. You see He gives you victory over the temptation. You don't need to murmur so much. You don't spend all your time saying, I want, I need, I don't have. How come I can't have a cell phone like all my friends? How come I can't have this? I can't have that. Okay? They murmured before God. The Apostle Paul said, I have learned in whatever state I am in, therewith to be content. I've learned to be abased, and I've learned to abound. I've learned to suffer want, and he's learned to be filled. And he says, because of that, he can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth him. See, so they wanted more. They were looking for more things. You know, they were struggling with that, okay? And they spake, yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock. You know what caused Moses not to be able to go into the promised land? He got so angry with the people he was dealing with, instead of speaking to the rock as he was told the second time. First time he struck the rock, a picture of Jesus Christ being struck on the cross for us. The second time is he was supposed to speak to him, just like we're not supposed to crucify our Savior afresh. Okay? They spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock and the waters gushed out. The streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Can you understand that? They've had the Red Sea crossing. Pharaoh's army drowned behind them. And they're asking God, why, you can't get me my hot dog. Don't you know I'm hungry today? Therefore the Lord heard this and was what? He was angry. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not in him, his salvation. Though he commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven, and he rained down manna upon them to eat and given them the corn of heaven. Man did eat angels' food, and he sent them meat to the full. You see what's going on here? He met their needs. They murmured. Now go to Numbers 14. Numbers 14. Numbers, Deuteronomy. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Numbers 14. If you read all of Numbers 14, you find out they were murmuring, they were complaining to God, and they were rebelling. In verse 9, wait a minute, let's start in verse 1. And all the congregation lifted their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the people of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, we would that God we had died in the land of Egypt, or God would he have died in the wilderness. I want my woolby. Moses is speaking to them. Joshua and Caleb, they're turning around. They're getting to go into the promised land. This, you know, the people murmured because of the 10 were bad and 2 were good. Right? That's the context here. And they were afraid after they didn't realize God's going to protect them. He took them through the Red Sea. He helped them escape the greatest known army on the face of the world, earth at that time, Egypt. And he was going to let them die in the wilderness. Wasn't going to provide for them. And then they had to go into a land that was full of giants. and they were afraid. Two brought a good report, 10 brought an evil report. They're whining to God. Look at verse 9. It says, "Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us." "Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not." But all the congregation bade, they looked at them and said, "You know what? We're going to stone you. We don't like the report you're given. We don't trust you." And he tells them, "Rebel not ye. Don't murmur. Don't return back. Don't choose against God." You see that taking place for them. Okay? They're told that God's going to provide for them. They bring things up to them. Verse 18, "The Lord is long-suffering, of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, by no means clearing the guilty." Sounds like Exodus 34. "Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation." Do you know that a legacy of whining, complaining, and murmuring can run in families? "Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of the people, this according to the greatness of thy mercy, as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even to now." That's Moses asking God to do this. And the Lord said, "I have pardoned according to thy word." They kept bringing stuff up. They kept dealing with that. The men brought an evil report. So, guess what God told them? "Your young ones, who you think are a prey, they're going to go into the land. You are not. You don't think I can give you victory? You're going to die in the wilderness. You're not going in." See, sometimes when you whine and complain to God, God will give you just what you're whining and complaining about. You said you'd be better. You died in this wilderness. Okay, guess what? You don't trust me. Your children I won't hold accountable, but you're going to die in the wilderness. But not Caleb and Joshua and their families, because they trusted me, even when it seemed bleak. Okay? So what did they do? In verse 36, "And the men which Moses sent to search the land, and returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up evil report upon the land, died by the plague before the Lord." Now he's got the children of Israel's attention. And they mourned. And God says, you can't cross over now. You can't do what I told you I was going to do. Not now. In verse 40, "And they rose up early in the morning and got them up into the top of the mountain, saying, Lo, here we be, or we be here, and we'll go up into the place which the Lord had promised, for we have sinned." When God told them through Moses, "You can't go now. You got to do it a different way." Do you know what they did? They went to him early. Do you know what my Bible tells me? My Bible tells me, and I'm sorry, I forgot to put this on, Joe, thank you. He's probably waving at me and I wasn't paying attention. Okay? Esau didn't get what he wanted because he didn't want to do it God's way. The forgiveness wasn't found for him. The blessing was held back. Well, they wanted to go up, even when they sought him early. See, you got to seek him early, but you got to do it God's way and not your way. If you read the rest of this chapter, some of them died because they went ahead and God was not with them when they went in, when he told them, "You can't go in now." So be very careful. It tells us in one of the Psalms, I can't remember the exact Psalm, but it says, "And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their souls." So you know what I want you to do? I want you to think about getting with God early. That's preventative maintenance. Get early with him when you're tempted. When you have sinned, and you haven't murmured so long that God says, "Okay, that's enough," because I don't know when that is. Go early to him for forgiveness. You say, why? Don't force God to reveal your sin publicly when he's dealing with you about it. All of Israel knew their sin. Everyone sinned. You know what we try not to do? You know, Pastor Kenny's learned from me. I learned from Pastor Christian. When you have to deal with sin, keep it as low a level as possible. Don't rehearse it in front of other people. You know what Baptists have a problem with? We like to hang out other people's dirty laundry. No. Because if you confess your sins, God is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you seek him early, you deal with it. It doesn't have to become public. He'll still forgive it. But you know what you don't want to be known by? You don't want to be known by your sin. Amen? So seek him early in the Word of God, preventive maintenance. Seek him early when you're tempted so you don't give in. Seek him early in your sin. Confess it. Repent of it. Turn to him. And he will forgive. But he loves you enough that the longer you resist and you murmur and complain, it becomes more and more known. And we do not want to be known that way because it will steal our testimony as we try to reach others for Jesus Christ and to give him glory. And all God's people said, amen. Good night and God bless.